Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. What would you give to get a good night's sleep? People with insomnia would no doubt give a lot. Well, it turns out that insomnia is the most common sleep disorder. Up to one-third of people in the U.S. has it. And new research from Brigham and Women's Hospital found that some insomnia symptoms are associated with an increased risk of mortality in men. Researchers found that among men who have certain symptoms of insomnia, there's a modest increase of death from cardiovascular issues. Those symptoms include difficulty falling asleep and non-restorative sleep. Bottom line, sleep is important to good health. The study will be published in the journal Circulation. And now moving on to news about the heart. Each year in the U.S., up to 800,000 heart stents are placed to restore blood flow through coronary arteries. Patients are then given medication to keep blood clots from forming near the surgical site. Such clots can be deadly, causing heart attack and stroke. But which antiplatelet medication is best? The answer may lie in your genes. Dr. Naveen Pereira says the current standard of care after angioplasty is to prescribe a drug called clopidogrel for 1 year, regardless of a person's individual genotype, even though they've known for several years that certain genetic variations may diminish the benefit from the drug because of the way the variation impacts an enzyme in the body.
So one-third of patients have this genetic variance where this enzyme doesn't work well. And so if this enzyme doesn't work well, what happens is the inactive drug of clopidogrel or Plavix is not converted to the active drug. What we are seeking out to do is trying to figure out which patients will respond to the best type of antiplatelet drugs to prevent them from having problems after they have a stent placed.
And finally, you may have heard that it's possible to be fat and healthy. Well, new research shows obese people who are currently metabolically healthy do face a higher risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular disease. There's been conflicting evidence about this, but unfortunately, the findings to be published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism suggest that people who are obese and healthy now are at increased risk of developing heart disease and diabetes in the future. Researchers say it's important to monitor obese people to help prevent the development of chronic and potentially deadly conditions. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.